Ladies and gentlewoman, welcome back to the Offseason Podcast. My name is Duke O'Brien. I'm joined by the one and only
Jake. Dion, pleasure to be here. I'm Jack Blanda.
Yep. Blanda's got what I gave him. Gave him Ligma, so you're upset, bud, aren't you?
That just sounded horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I gave you Ligma.
Like so. you could have stated that so much better.
Probably, but I didn't. So here we are. Gian, welcome to the show, man. How's it going?
Yeah, and it's going great, man.
You look fantastic.
Thank you, man. It's an honor and a privilege to be here on the Offseason Pod, man. Can't wait to add my 2 cents here and there. Mm. You know. Mm.
You can crank the volume too if you need, but like not too loud, like probably like a fourth of the way up, because like there's gonna be an echo if you put it louder.
Got you.
Yeah.
Nice. Excited. And close to your mouth, bro.
I'm excited. Super excited.
You want me? Like pause. Right here.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
So when you said gentlewoman.
Yes.
You know why they call it woman?
Tell us.
Because after Adam woke up from his surgery, he saw Eve and he was like, "Whoa, man."
Goodness gracious. I mean, so that's a pretty fair reaction, yeah, seeing a woman.
I mean,
the first ever woman.
Man.
Like if I, like, you know, like if you, I was the first man and that, and it was my first time.
Whoa, man.
I might say more than that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he was actually being very,
very subtle.
Cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen a female. Ever.
Right.
And I mean, mind you, like, let's think about it. Like, Adam and them were both naked, so he was probably like, "Whoa, man!"
What, handcrafted by God? Like we always say, like, "Oh, she's been a blessing from God for me." But like, God actually, like,
I mean,
took a rib.
Do we think Eve was good looking?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and man, did he see some beauty?
But from an objective standpoint, like, do we think Eve was good looking? Like, just if you had to guess.
Yeah, so if we're seeing, like, the Garden of Eden's, like, the Indian Sea or something like that, right? Something like that. She's got a little bit of, like, you know, Polynesian.
Stop. No.
Polynesian?
No. you lost me there. That might be borderline heretical, actually. But then again, we're talking about whether or not Eve was attractive. I don't know.
No,
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what she looks like.
It was just a question. Maybe. Yeah. Was it out of pocket? Maybe.
I mean, listen.
Considering
to answer your question, Gian, every man and female created by God, which is everyone on earth, is beautiful in their own way.
I mean, amen. Amen.
So.
Amen. I would absolutely agree.
Considering all the locations we have looked at, we can safely locate where the Garden of Eden existed. The most common location for the Garden of Eden is in Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq.
Oh.
Nice.
Arab, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
So not Polynesian.
Definitely not Polynesian. I'm not gonna lie, when you said Polynesian, I thought about the Chick-fil-A sauce. That's like the
too.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
It's like it's sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
I mean,
could we call Eve that? Okay. Was it a green apple?
Pause, bro.
Yeah, we could. I don't know what kind of fruit it was. I mean, green apples are. They're easily A tier.
Sweet and sour, bro.
Green apples are A tier. All right, let's talk about football. Football. Yeah. Sports.
Sports.
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl, Gian. Come on! Come, baby!
How about it? How about it, Jack?
Come on!
How about it, Jack?
All right.
Oh, this could be Eve, guys.
He still won it. I thought we were talking about the Eagles.
All right, we're talking about the Eagles. I'm happy to be here. Let's put it that way. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be playing in New Orleans. Let's just talk about that Commanders game for a second. So, what a performance by both sides of the football. Mm. Now, I'm going to say the same thing that I said for the Green Bay Packers, for the Commanders, even though they made it a lot farther. I think a fully healthy Lions team just demolishes the Commanders, I think. I think the Commanders are when you're away. And they have the money. So, Shout out to the Commanders.
They have the money.
They have the money. And that's the beautiful thing about having a rookie quarterback. You have him on a 4-year deal. You build around him. You get pieces. They can build that defense up. They can get him another weapon. And boom, they're right back in it. But I do think the Commanders are 1 year away. It was a magical run. But I will say, I don't think Daniels has seen a defense like ours yet. And our defense showed up. In a big way. And it wasn't his fault necessarily, Daniels. Like, he actually, I think he played a really good game.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not that Daniels saw your defense, Daniels. It's so that everyone else saw your defense.
Yeah, so I think, in the fact that Daniels played really well, but, I mean, we forced turnovers, and that's what won us the game. Like, we are ball hawks. We have been great. No,
defensively, absolutely.
We have been great at causing absolute havoc and turning the ball over, and that's what's winning us games. And that's what's gotten us to this point. But, I mean, yeah, another great performance by Saquon. A.J. Brown had some great catches. Devontae Smith wasn't too involved. Goddard looked really good. Looked really good. So, I mean, I think what a great way to head into the Super Bowl. What a
Absolutely,
good win.
Absolutely. Long awaited for A.J. Brown, a whole week. Yeah. I feel like his past couple of weeks have just been, like...
It's been really slow for him, yeah.
Rocky, he hasn't been getting a whole bunch of targets either, which could be a part of it, but that's good to see going into the Super Bowl. So hopefully he shows up for us, you know, because he could be a big part. And I don't want to hear any more Jalen Hurts slander from anybody anymore, O'Brien. I don't want to hear it. Oh, he can't throw the ball. He can't do this. He can't do that. I feel like he kind of like proved on Sunday that he can throw the football. How much did he throw for?
I believe it was 255 or something around that.
Come on.
That's so, yeah, I mean, to respond to that, I think, like, listen, Jalen Hurts has been to 2 Super Bowls. Last year was obviously a down year. This year, you could say statistically, it was a down year. And, you know, game manager, whatever. He has pieces around him, and he makes the best for it. And I think, like, the O-line plays a big part in that. But Hurts does what he's required to do. I know we were favorites on, like, betting apps and things like that. But a lot of ESPN, Bleacher Report, picking the Commanders to win this game. And then Jalen comes in, and he just there was no stopping this offense.
Yeah,
I think he had 2-3 rushing touchdowns himself. They almost broke. I think they tied the record for most rushing touchdowns in a game ever.
Wow.
I think like in a pivotal part of this game, there was that 4th down. I think it was a 4th and 5. He throws that overhead ball to A.J. Brown on the sideline.
It's a great ball.
It's a great ball. It's a big part of the game. If he doesn't make that play, Commanders are right in it. I think they're down a touchdown at that point. A lot of great throws to Goddard. And there was another one of those to A.J. Brown in the end zone. So, like, a lot of doubts coming into this game with his knee, whether or not A.J. Brown was going to perform, or was whether or not Jalen Hurts was going to perform or not. And he came in and he silenced everyone.
Shout out the Celtics.
Shout out Jalen Brown. Shout out the Celtics. So yeah, he does what you need him to do. It's like, and like, I'm going to say it time and time again, I don't think Jalen Brown has turned the ball over in the playoffs since the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
Since he played against the Warriors in the last championship run. You just said Jalen Brown again.
Did I really?
I know what you meant, Brown.
Jalen Hurts, thank you. I don't know why I'm saying Jalen Brown. Jalen Hurts has not turned the ball over since that Chiefs Super Bowl game. And that's a big reason why we've been successful.
In the playoffs, right?
Yeah, okay. In the playoffs. But he doesn't turn the ball over. You look at every quarterback that's lost in the playoffs so far. What's the reason why they lose?
Turnovers.
Jared Goff, 3 against the Commanders. Lost. Baker Mayfield, fumbles. Lost. Let's think about the other side. Sam Darnold, lost. Lost a turnover battle. You think about... In the AFC, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. That's why they lost that football game. They turned over the ball. Jalen Hurts does not do that. Does not turn the ball over. That's another big reason why we're in this position.
I'd agree. I feel like he's really gonna be the X factor next week. I feel like based on his performance, like a really good performance from Jalen Hurts on Super Bowl Sunday, could mean a Super Bowl win for us. But a horrible performance from him, barring what Saquon ends up doing, because Saquon,
he's gonna break the record.
He's gonna get his regardless. I'm not really worried about that.
How much more does he need?
30 yards.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's gonna get his. But if Jalen Hurts doesn't show up and he doesn't play well, then it will not be looking great for us because we already know what's going on the other side of the ball. So he's gonna be the X factor, I think.
It's just goes to show, like, you play to win football, and sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes it's not great. It hasn't looked great sometimes in this point of the season.
Yeah.
Was I frustrated sometimes with how the offense has looked? Yeah, but we won football games. And Jalen Hurts, out of the 13 and the last 14 games he started, he's won. He wins football games.
He does.
So, I'd be interested to see how he looks in the Super Bowl. We've already seen it before against the Chiefs. He's looked great. He kept toe-to-toe with Mahomes in that Super Bowl, I think.
Absolutely. I think, yeah. I mean, it's a hot take, but I think he outplayed him in 2022.
You could argue, but I think he had a great Super Bowl. He's looked great. And, I mean, I think, which we'll get into the Super Bowl in a little bit, but, there's so many things that you have to be concerned about in regards to the offense. And I think Jalen has proven that, it's a week-by-week basis. So, Chiefs have a great secondary. They're kind of mid-tier in regards to rush defense and things like that. So, we'll see how it goes. But, listen, I mean, he's proven that this offense can be dynamic in several different ways. We'll see in the Super Bowl, but I think he's proven that he can be that guy when he needs to be. And in other ways, he can just hand the ball off and let Saquon work, and it's going to work regardless. So, I don't know, Blaine, what do you think?
Sorry, I'm just running mock drafts right now. I think there's this kid at NKC where I work. Shout out Roman. Big Eagles fan this kid.
Shout out Roman.
Big Eagles fan this kid. And the thing I love about, the grades K through 4th is that, they're going to tell you how it is, right? When when I got a haircut, right, the shades were side a bit, and you could see my mole on the side of my head. One of the girls goes up and says, "What's that dot on your head, Mr. Jack?" Right? And so it's just like, you're going to say it how it is.
Yeah,
and Roman, big Eagles fan, I'm going to make that a point here, was like, said Jalen Hurts needs to make up his mind if he wants to be a running back or a quarterback. Because right now he's stuck in between, and I don't really think he's that great of a quarterback.
Do you believe that, though?
Listen, I think that Jalen Hurts played a fantastic game. And it's the reason, he did everything right. And it's why you guys put up 55 points. Do I co-sign the fact that I don't think Jalen Hurts... I will continually say it. We're off here saying that 255, we're singing his praises. I mean, that's what you should be doing every week when you're getting paid that kind of money. Yeah. I think it was a pretty easy job from the Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels played his heart out. I think he willed his team to the conference championship, but, I mean, there's just not a lot of experience on that team when it comes to playoff time and winning. And it showed fumbles, ball hawks, and yeah, I mean the Eagles are gonna they will get the ball, the Eagles. They are ball hawks, they find the ball, whether it's in your palms or it's up in the air, they will hunt that ball. It's what they're really good at. And it's gonna be interesting to see because I think Patrick Mahomes had a couple times where I was like, "What pass are you making there?" And miscommunications on snaps and stuff like that against the Bills, where it's like, yeah, the Bills might not got that ball there just because they're cursed. But on a year that everything has gone right for the Eagles, that ball is bouncing to the Eagles. So I think...
Blaine, let me ask. I want to hear your thoughts on this. What what do you think was the more impactful additions to the Eagles? Gian, you can let me finish my question.
Okay.
Do you think that adding Barkley to this offense, or are you saying the offseason additions to the defense, whether it's Vic Fangio, Zach Bond,
all of it,
the corners and the draft?
Okay. Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I think altogether, the pieces just they fit this year all around, and it's been obvious, you know, throughout the regular season and the postseason as well. So it's been huge, man. They've been huge. All the new pieces.
There was there's this where is it at? But I mean, yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, we were like 30th in the league off points from turnovers on the defense, the defensive side of the ball, and then we are now in second place, I think, we might be first in the league at this point.
And Slay's playing better too.
Yeah, Slay's playing. I think Slay's been playing some of his best football.
Yeah.
And I think someone who's not getting enough love, but has been has signed back with the team. We knew what we were getting out of this player, and he's not only provided that, but he's been healthy, and he's been he's just that fiery dude that, just represents Philly really well. And that's Gardner Johnson, I think.
CJ.
Yeah, I think someone who's been, very, underappreciated in the defense is that guy in the back holding everything together. Making big tackles, whether it's rushing or blitzing or, he's had some big interceptions this season. just causing absolute havoc, and I think he's been great in coverage, too. But obviously, you want to talk about Zach Bond. The guy he's everywhere on the field.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he's in the DPOY conversation. Do I think he's going to win it? No. But there's a big reason why he's in that conversation. You talk about someone who's been stepping up on the defense. N'Kobe Dean goes down with an injury. There's some concerns there. I think Burks had one of his best games I've ever seen. Played a massive part in that game, too. I'm thinking of that deflection on third down in the third quarter. Massive play, making big tackles. He got that sack. Yeah, he's just been everywhere, and he stepped into that role really well.
I was worried.
I was too. N'Kobe Dean's a great player.
He's great, man.
Great player. He's huge. Nolan Smith, I think, he's at 4 sacks in the playoffs. Yeah. 4 or 5 sacks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And this is a guy who played in the last preseason game. Last season, we thought he was a lost cause, first round pick. We were like, is he ever going to get to that level? Brandon Graham goes down. Nolan Smith steps into a bigger role, bigger shoes to fill, comes in and he fills it.
He showed up. He absolutely showed up.
I'm going to die on this hill. Jalen Carter is one of the most unguardable players I've ever seen.
He's so elite, bro. He's so elite.
There was a play where Luvu, they were trying to double him, and Luvu, one of the tight ends on the Redskins came over, and they were doubling him, and he hurtled over the tight end.
He's 300.
And yeah, he's a big dude. He's like a freak athlete, man. I just don't get it. He eats up. If you run inside, he literally eats up the defense. He swallows whoever runs in there. He's actually, he's an X factor.
He's going to be huge.
He's going to have to be.
Super Bowl.
He's going to have to be. That matchup in the middle is going to be really interesting. Creed Humphrey's in there for the Chiefs. Great, great center. One of the best in the league. So I'm really interested to see how that matchup goes.
Right.
These 2 weeks are going to be really big for us. We were a little hurt in that Redskins game. Jurgens was out.
Banged up, yeah.
Banged up.
I think Dickerson.
Dickerson was playing center.
He didn't do too bad.
He played a little bit of center in college, but he didn't do too bad, but he got hurt at the end of that game. So obviously some bumps and bruises is going to be big for us for 2 weeks to to heal up and to get reorganized.
Right.
All right, let's talk Super Bowl. Blaine, as a I won't speak first because we're obviously in the Super Bowl, but someone as an outsider looking in, what are your thoughts initially on the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know if I'm an outsider. I feel like I'm pretty involved where my heart stands. I think that the Chiefs' run defense has been the worst it's been in a couple of years, which is terrifying considering you got probably one of the best running back seasons ever. Yeah, and coming at you. I think that your X factor is Taylor Rogers in the middle there, or whoever plays with Zach Bond, because he was everywhere against Washington. Like he did the sideline-to-sideline work that N'Kobe Dean usually does. And that helps Zach Bond to stay in the middle, which is where he needs to be at age 33 or whatever it is.
Wait, Zach Bond's 33 years old?
He's old, bro. Are we sure about that, Bond? He's been everywhere.
Are we sure
he's
about 28, that? He's like 27.
He's 28. He's in the prime of his career.
I don't know.
30s. I mean, I know he looks old, but he's not that old.
I think you got the wrong
guy. He's got at least like four more years in him.
His story's nuts.
That's what I've been saying. Like, his story's he's been everywhere.
He's...
Special teams guy just coming on and literally like turning himself into a...
And he's playing the Super Bowl with a team that didn't play him.
All pro. Like, he's... what a story.
Sorry, go ahead, Blaine.
Continue.
I think that the Chiefs need to double Jalen Carter. It is quite obvious that... Yeah, like, you need to. And so then it's going to rely on... are you guys going to be able to get pressure off the edge? You know, Trey Smith hasn't looked the best. Shout out Tennessee. Especially last game versus the Bills. But at the end of the day, like, I think I said it 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever it is, I'll say it again. Like, I won't believe the Chiefs lose until they're losing on the scoreboard and their zeros on the clock in the fourth quarter. I just think Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo, 2 weeks to gameplay against anyone.
Who's their left tackle of the Chiefs?
Trey Smith.
Is it Trey Smith? Yeah. Okay. I know there was like a competition there for a while. Like Morris.
I think it's right tackle. They've been interchanging a couple guys, but like Trey Smith is year in, year out. But he's guard. Who's their offensive line?
I thought Wanya Morris was their... I know they have one questionable O-lineman that's someone that you can attack consistently. Yeah, they have Joe Tooney at left tackle.
That's it.
Yeah, that's who it was. Joe Tooney. Creed Humphrey's obviously one of their best.
Dog. He's young, too.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Is it Juwan Taylor I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah, Juwan Taylor's the one that people have been...
Because Joe Thuney's a stud. He came from over from the Packers.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that people have been attacking a good bit. But they kind of swap it out a little
bit. And it's just, like, penalties-wise, too. Like, he holds a lot.
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson. But I think Spagnuolo is amazing. I think Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, you give him 2 weeks to game play against anyone, you know, and it's gonna be hard to game play against these guys. I mean, you gotta stop the run first and foremost, and that's a whole bear in of itself. And then you're relying on Trent McDuffie and you know guys like that to go ISO against AJ Brown, and you know.
I like AJ's odds there. So.
Yeah, I mean Jalen Watson's definitely gonna be attacked a good bit this Sunday. Or next Sunday, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, especially in Spagnuolo brings the heat a lot. So,
I don't even see that's the thing. The Chiefs weren't even top 10 in blitzes this year. It's when they do.
It's when they blitz.
It's not that they're like a heavy blitz team. It's what won them that Bills game.
Listen, oh, absolutely.
Spagnuolo
brought the house last.
He brought the house.
Yeah. Spagnuolo is
he's a mastermind.
The best defensive coordinator in the league.
Wow.
Year in, year out, he just is. He shuts down everyone.
He's consistently great. How are you feeling about, like, I know they beat the Bills. And I know Mahomes is Mahomes, but you obviously have the fourth down controversial call, which I would say, like, kind of messed the flow of the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit, a lot. And I think about, like, you know, Allen made a play on that, was it a fourth down? Yeah, it was fourth down. Fell in the hands of Kincaid. It was like a prayer of a ball. Fell in the hands of Kincaid. He drops it. Would have been a first down. Listen, I know Josh Allen's Josh Allen. Travis Kelce's on the down of his career at this stage of his career.
I'd agree.
I will say, like, the running back room has been really good for them this year.
Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm talking Chiefs right now. Kareem Hunt comes in, and he's not like an X-factor, like a deal-breaker if he's out or anything, but he's been making plays for them. He's been getting in the end zone a lot. Pacheco's back. He's obviously their power horse back.
Oh my gosh,
he's going to get you those extra 2-3 yards, almost like what Jacobs does, where you grab him by the legs and he extends a few more yards, gets you those nice 30 yards, right? Someone in this offense I really want to talk about, though, is Xavier Worthy. I'm curious how he's a little different than anyone that the Eagles have really played as of recently.
I mean, you would think it's Quinyon.
You would think it's Quinyon, but they put him in he's in RPO actions a lot. He's in movement a lot. I'm assuming we'll play a lot of zone. But that's the thing, is like they attack
I
you.
I would hate that if I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, but I mean, man's tough against this offense too.
Yeah, but if you're gonna play zone, Kelce's gonna feast. And the Bills decided we're not gonna let that happen, and we're gonna stick a man on him, and it worked out beautifully.
And Worthy ate them up though.
Okay, that's who would you want to beat you, Travis Kelce or Xavier Worthy? I'm taking my chances with Worthy. I mean, Kelce's arguably the greatest tight end of all time. He is for me, and like
wow,
no, he is.
And like, when that being said, I get he's on the older side.
Actually, I don't know Gronk's up
there. Okay, so he's the greatest tight end of all time, and I know he's getting up there age-wise, but I'm still taking my chances with a rookie wide receiver in the Super Bowl rather than playing soft zone and just have that Kelce Mahomes connection.
Trav's gonna show up regardless.
You play well. He did it against the Bills.
Well, listen, this is the Super Bowl, like.
Take a middle linebacker safety on him and put all the attention over there. It almost worked. It should have worked for the Bills.
I don't know. He just finds a way. He's just like a
competitor. That's the thing. The Chiefs were able to make big plays that game. Especially, like, I mean, Juju had that. He had that 40, 50-yard catch, I think.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown would have had a few, like, he would have had some big plays. He just had some drops. So, I mean, yeah, I would agree. It's like kind of like pick your poison. I think, like, experience-wise, yeah, I mean, Kelce's just bread and butter. I don't know how he runs routes so well because he's not, like, fast.
No.
But he kind of just, like, I don't know if you would agree with me, but he kind of, like, sits very well.
He just finds a pocket and just waits.
He's patient.
There's no pockets if you run a man.
Yeah. I don't know what the defense looks like. I mean, again, I would agree. It all depends on how much time you give Mahomes in the pocket. It's like, can we get to him? And I think we could. I think we can. It just depends on how. I'd be interested to see how that goes, too. But, we can talk about the Eagles' offense a little bit. Sure, we can talk about Saquon Barkley. We can talk about A.J. Brown. Talk about all those guys. I think Jalen Hurts will be the deciding factor on whether or not the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Completely agree.
Can he make the plays? Will he turn the ball over? Can he at least do what he did 2 years ago? And if you do all those things, I think you have the recipe for success. But it's a big if, you know. You never know. But I think the biggest thing is who's going to win the turnover battle in this game. Which, Mahomes did turn the ball over Did he fumble? He fumbled, right? And then was there? Did he throw a pick that game or no?
He fumbled.
He fumbled.
Yeah.
And he also lost another snap, and it just like kind of like bounced back towards him. Like that's my thing, bro. Is just like, I think the Chiefs played horrible.
Still won,
and I think that was the best Eagles I've seen in a long time.
But the Chiefs have been playing like that all year.
Yeah, and they just
play ugly football. They just win, bro. They win.
It's gonna be So, we'll see.
I'd be interested to see like. Bills obviously have nowhere close to what the Eagles' O-line has. I'm interested to see like how much pressure the Chiefs actually get on Hurts this game. I mean, Carl Aftis is having a record-breaking year. Chris Jones is Chris Jones.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the greatest.
Yeah, he's gonna get his regardless.
Nick Bolton, you have at your linebacker. He obviously is a very good tackler, gets around everywhere, and then the secondary safety. McDuffie's a stud, but then after that, it's kind of like, all right.
Their secondary is weak.
Justin Reed is like, okay.
Their secondary has been weak.
He's all right. Jalen Watson, you can kind of attack him. You can. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously biased. I'm an Eagles fan. I think we'll win.
I think we're just better.
You guys are better on paper.
Yeah. Like, in every position, like, when you just look, we're just better in every position. I think
you guys are not quarterback.
That's the only thing.
Besides quarterback,
I would
like,
say. Wait,
come on, that's more a given. Like we know
quarterback and coaching.
Yes,
that is the only two things the Chiefs have, and that is the biggest things.
Those are the two biggest things usually.
But it's the smaller things that could win you that Super Bowl.
Absolutely, I think supporting cast like both the QBs are going to be huge. Like I think if Smitty has a great day, that pushes the needle for us. If AJ has a great day, that pushes the needle for us. Like, if Goddard, because I feel like in the past couple of weeks, like he's really been playing well. If he has a great day, like that pushes the needle for us as well. You know what I mean? Like Saquon, like I don't even think the Super Bowl is going to be about Saquon at all. Like I think like he's just going to get his regardless. But it's really just that supporting cast is really what's going to make the difference for the Eagles, I think. And defensively, I mean, we've been doing it all season, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I'm sick. I think Jake said that. He said he gave me Ligma.
Yeah.
But the difference is I'm not on a cleanse.
And yet you still got sick.
And yet I still got sick. Don't know how that works.
All right, so let's do the score predictions. I'm going to say 27-24 Eagles. Gian.
Let's go 31-28 Birds.
Well,
what was it? What did you just say?
31-28 Birds.
Yeah, I was gonna say 31-27 Eagles.
So you do think the Eagles are going to win?
Oh yeah! Wow. It's Cooper, DeGene, and Saquon's birthday, bro. I've been. There he is.
Sorry, we're a little late.
No, it's fine. It's fine. What's up, Momo? What's up, Jules?
Oh, we're live? No, we're live? Here.
We're live.
We are live.
Shoot.
Wow. What's going on, bud?
Hello. Yeah, I showed up late, too. I tried to go get...
Can we get your Super Bowl prediction for...
Score prediction.
Score prediction.
Score prediction?
Yeah.
Whoa. It all fits to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
to 24 Eagles.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
No, Mo had the biggest gap between. He's saying the Eagles by a touchdown. We're all saying the Eagles by a field goal.
Yeah.
You're saying the Eagles by four. I don't.
By four.
Which is okay, but.
That's. I mean, it's usually a weird score. Right. But
I think he's going to do it.
He's going to get his. He's truly going to get his regardless.
You look at Joe Mixon averaging like 5 yards carry against our defense.
Yeah.
And then James Cook averaging like 6.5. Like, imagine what Saquon's going to do to them.
I don't know, Brian. Is Saquon going to be the X factor? Because I feel like we could still. Like, we could lose even if Saquon plays amazing. But if Jalen plays well, we're going to win the game.
Jalen looked good against the Commanders.
So I'm gonna tell you a crazy stat.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, when he throws in the playoffs, when he throws over 150 yards, he's 4-0. When he throws under 150, he's 0-3.
Oh.
That alone, that tells me that Jalen Hurts will be the X factor in the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, Saquon is going to get his.
Going to get his piece. It doesn't. He's going to get his money.
Regardless.
But I'm going to say it again, it's who's going to win the turnover battle. And I think the turnovers lost us that Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we sat here and watched a Commanders game and said that the whole game.
Whole game, turnovers. I've been saying it the whole entire playoffs. Whoever turns the ball over loses.
And it's been like that for the whole
time. And the only team that hasn't done that is the Texans. And that's just because they're not as good as the Chiefs.
Right.
Simple as that. Yeah. But
questionable referee in that game.
Did I see that those refs were under investigation for something?
Are they actually?
I think I saw that. Which I don't think there's any validity.
I don't think there is either. I don't think they're getting paid off or anything.
No. I do agree with Blanda that if you sit up and say to someone's face that the referees are actually like. Okay, they're actually cheating for the Chiefs, getting paid. I mean, I do laugh at that. It's just no way.
Nope.
It is comical how many calls they get. It is.
But it's. I feel like it's an every year thing too.
Brady had the same thing too.
Even the Bills game.
But it's also
you can't tell me there weren't a couple.
It's just what happens when you're that good. When like look at LeBron in the NBA changing the flop angles. And he's the GOAT of NBA. Let me make that clear. LeBron is the GOAT.
Don't get us started.
And let me get this clear. Mahomes is the GOAT of the NFL, and he's going to get the flopping rules changed.
The tuck rule.
There's just... The thing is, I actually find him, like, quite literally, like using it to his advantage now. Because say he rolls out of the pocket and he decides to scramble, right? There will literally be DBs.
Who's not doing that, though?
Don't know, but there will literally be DBs.
Dang, Khalil is busted.
Just, like, running...
Running row.
Oh...
There will be DBs literally just running along, like running alongside of him. And when I mean running alongside of him, like he literally will be like tiptoeing like right down the sideline, and DBs will be running alongside him, thinking, oh, he's going to run out of bounds. This man will run an extra 7 yards for a first down just because the DB didn't want to touch him and get a flag.
It does need to be addressed.
And then if a DB does touch him,
it's 15.
He's, hey! Out of bounds, the ref throws the flag at the DB,
the flop against the Texans.
That one was bad.
You see what I mean?
That one was bad.
No, I mean, listen.
It's a part of the game, though.
I would do the same thing.
It's a part of the game.
As a player, I feel like you earn that type of thing. To where it's like, hey, like, once in a while, I get a free call just because I'm that freaking good. Like, okay. I can kind of co-sign that. But, like, when it comes down to, like, an important game on the line, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I kind of fear. I don't want to be that guy, but that's what I kind of fear for on Sunday as well. You know what I mean? Because imagine Jalen Carter breaks through the line and he gets his hands on Patrick Mahomes one good time and, like, doesn't properly wrap him up and place him on the ground. Like, he just goes and kills him.
You guys see Brandon Graham's practicing, too?
That's...
Yeah, dude. But...
Dude, Brandon Graham practicing is the most sick thing ever.
If BG gets time, like, that's the NFL season for me.
What's crazy is we don't, like... He's amazing, but, like... Even he doesn't, like, our defense has been
fine.
Stellar.
So it'll just be a cherry.
Like,
on who was
his? Like, who's like, who was his replacement? Like, when he went out, who's
Bryce
like
Huff.
Who's it?
Nolan Smith.
Yeah. And I mean, he's been playing.
Yeah, extremely well. Even Williams. Williams came in too.
Dude, Zach Baum, Super Bowl MVP.
Do you matter?
No.
I'm crazy. I mean, yeah.
Like, Turch or Barkley, and
as a defensive player, when was the last defensive player that ever won?
Did Von Miller win it?
I'm turning into the stats guy this episode.
Did Von Miller win it?
Gion's
in
pissing.
20 whenever?
No, Peyton won it.
No, Peyton won it. I was gonna, yeah, who's the last Super Bowl MVP that was a defensive
Malcolm Butler.
It has to be so long ago. It has to be in the 90s. There's no way there's one recently.
What?
Mill got it.
Von Miller.
Super Bowl 50, Von Miller.
Yeah. Was it Miller, really?
I thought that.
Wow, okay. I didn't think Manning had a great game that Super Bowl.
Well, because he was the one that scooped and scored, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Cam Newton fumble.
Yeah.
Right.
Shout out
Cam Newton, who said on ESPN this week that he would rather win an MVP than a Super Bowl, and that's why his greatness is never talked about.
It was a great year and a half, though.
It was, but that's why his run was short.
Also, he was a mobile quarterback that didn't know how to protect his body.
No. He didn't care, bro.
He did not care.
Anyway.
Hey, man, you won your MVP.
What I was saying
no
was...
No one talks about you now.
Yeah, but, I mean, what? Now you have the white Cam Newton and Josh Allen doing it every year.
What I was saying was is that it's Saquon and Cooper Jean's birthday. That's all I need to see for you.
So
win.
Yep.
And did you see their numbers add up to the Super Bowl 59?
It's just there.
Wait, that's actually hilarious.
I know, right?
Cool. Like I fully embraced it.
There's so many funny stats coming out. Like I think in the last 10 years, the team that's worn white.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's
too.
Something like that. It was
and
like
aren't the Chiefs wearing white?
Yeah, they're wearing white.
Yeah.
Like Vic Fangio's 0-8 against. I think. Andy
I just Green. Don't care. Like I told my dad's wild card week, and I said just mentally prepare because this is the Eagle team that's gonna do it.
I don't know, man.
Like, I've just been saying that.
It just, I don't know. I think he's right. I think we're just the better team.
It doesn't matter, dude.
And it really doesn't matter much because I know, like, Mahomes, man, he just finds a freaking way to win every single year. Like, he just
frick
does
you,
it.
Jake. What? It's coughing, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Until the clock is at 0 seconds.
You know where I definitely got
sick
from?
Was
that
point.
It's a winnable game.
Well,
it's a winnable game.
Just chugging down your water bottle.
Like,
I know you don't watch that.
Take the ball
I know you don't watch
40
that.
Seconds left on the clock
it.
And go drive down the field with one timeout.
It's probably been 2 seconds.
You're
months.
A pig.
What are you talking? I'm a pig? Dude, I'm like OCD about everything.
Brian's the only clean one in this building.
No shot.
Dude, stop it. I'm the only one that actually cares about how clean this apartment is. Maybe Toby. And Remy sometimes. Shout out Remy.
No shot.
Put me in, boys. Yeah.
I get a lot of flack.
You do get a lot of flack. There's a lot of rumors.
Yeah, what have you not got? Yeah, what have you not gotten flack and rumors
messy
about you?
Or clean because you're never here.
Oh.
Is that true?
I'm also never
here. I'm here. Sometimes.
But would you buy an off-season podcast t-shirt?
We were here so much for the last, like, 2 weeks, and you are here
any
more.
March.
Here we got one.
Ricky! I was at your freaking school Friday night jetting your dumb gay line. I just want to say, Esperanza can suck my nuts.
You're
as
Ricky,
a school,
you're really
your school can actually suck my nuts.
Hey,
I was out on a Friday when you guys called and you had your dumb little dance.
Score prediction
I was out
for,
cleaning out your stupid sewage line.
Score prediction for Super Bowl Sunday.
Esperanza Academy can
do
suck
you want
my
like
nuts.
An accurate score? Or do you want an
yes.
over under?
What
do
you
think
is
going to happen?
What do you think is going
your
to be score?
Like,
the score?
Cleveland Browns this number, Eagles this number.
Eagles 24, Chiefs 21.
5-0 predictions. Wow, I did not think that was going to happen.
I just want the Chiefs to lose. I can't possibly fathom predicting them to beat the Eagles.
I wonder, like who America hates more, like the Eagles or the Chiefs?
The Chiefs. No, stop. Only this side of the
people,
coast
people
hates
don't,
the Eagles
people,
that much.
O'Brien, people don't like
everyone us, else man. Hates the Chiefs.
People O'Brien, don't like I'm us, telling you, man.
Everyone hates Eagles fans.
Yeah, people hate the Eagles. All
right, I would
you
just
guys
like to also say,
Santa Claus.
I would just also like to say,
I think we're elite. Eagles fans are elite.
We're passionate.
Yeah.
And I also will say, if the Giants were good, they would be just as bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When your city has to bring in riot police, whether you win or lose, that's not passionate. That's deadly.
That's low.
People are afraid
see,
of people.
See, we don't
who
claim those people,
them.
Though. We don't claim them. They're just stupid.
Those are
that's
the most
you!
Passionate.
That's all of you!
That's what.
Am I going out in the streets and effing
yes.
turning
not,
over poles and cars?
What
no, I'm not doing
fans
that.
Are known for.
No!
That's what
we
they're
just
known
love
for.
Our team!
It's just the idiot group that's in the 10%
there are
that
so
does
many
that
TikToks
sped stuff.
Out right now where people who live in Philly are talking about how their blocks are being shut down. Their apartment buildings are literally putting out, like, protocols of, like, you have to have an ID to get into your building. You have to have
no,
this to
blocks
park on
in
this
Philly
street.
Are shutting down because planes are crashing into buildings.
Don't laugh.
People literally passed the
bro, what bro, is happening? So 2.5 weeks in a row?
Bro.
I'm just saying, that's why blocks are being shut down, moment. Because Philly is a hot mess in general.
Jake, I hope you never...
dude died jumping off of a pole!
Yeah!
That's just commitment! He's willing to die for Philly!
He was committed.
I hope the Eagles have gallons and gallons of lube ready.
Philadelphia
because
Eagles,
these
Santa
pools
Claus
are getting lubed up.
These pools are absolutely, they need to be.
We're going to have to start lubing up people's cars on the streets.
They're creating evacuation routes for the people in Philly that aren't going to the game just so they don't get.
Could you imagine if Philly ever hosts a Super Bowl?
Dude.
Oh my god.
They wouldn't do that. The NFL would not do
that. Yeah, I don't think the NFL could justify that.
The city would actually.
There's no way.
Could you imagine?
Dude, but the thing is, like.
And not just.
Imagine a Philly Super Bowl and, like, the Cowboys or the Commanders make it.
Dude, there's no better fans in the world than Philadelphia fans in general. We're the best.
I don't know, man. There are some hockey teams that are
I don't know if you've ever... I don't know if you've ever seen...
I love Eagles fans, but Bills Mafia, man, they're some of the most committed people I've ever seen.
I think we're
elite, man, and I'm proud to be an Eagles fan. But the thing is, people get mixed up. Like, we're just passionate, man. We love our team.
Look, I'm proud to be an Eagles fan, and I will probably never go into the city after a win or a loss.
Sometimes
all I'm saying is, we win the Super Bowl, I will be calling out and going to the parade. Just saying.
I will. Oh man.
The
if we win,
I'm
going to get a podcast at the parade.
I'm not going
to. Even if it's a solo dolo. Blendo will not be caught dead at the parade.
Get some, Jake, if you go to the parade, just get some interviews.
Just go to the parade and you're like,
the offseason podcast.
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Jake, the offseason podcast. What are your thoughts on Eagles winning the
Super
Bowl?
Go with Gion.
Oh my gosh! I'm about to flip over this effing car!
Let me discharge my gun in the air! Dude,
what was that
dude really did that.
Was that quote on
was the middle of group
on
he was
Nelson
like, yeah! Bop, bop, bop,
that's what Philly fans are.
Bop, 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 bop.
What was that quote on Nelson Aguilar? They were like, oh yeah, they were throwing things out of the building.
It was a fire.
Thank God it wasn't Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, no. It was the dude that was living in the apartment building, and he was like, yeah, they're just chucking babies out there. I'll catch them. I'll think to myself, man, I should be getting paid more than Agar right now because I know Agar can't catch those guys on combat.
He said they were throwing babies out of the apartment. Thank God that wasn't Nelson Aguilar catching them babies. I've never agreed more in the sentiment of my life, bro.
We've said that. Well, we're getting into that, Moses. All right, settle down.
We need to set up this game.
Yeah, we are playing
Katana. Set it up right here.
What was I saying? Oh, we've been saying this since the start of the podcast. That the three most passionate fan bases all are in the Northeast. It's Boston, Philly, and New York. There's no other fan base even close in comparison to how much they love their teams. It's just not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would agree.
Yeah, those are the top three fan bases.
If the Browns ever won anything, our fan base would immediately...
Please.
Cleveland, this is for you! He left you twice.
Ohio versus the world.
Cornfields.
Chicago fans, if they ever got good, I think. Or Pittsburgh, too. Like,
Pittsburgh would be passionate. They'd
gosh,
be violent.
Pittsburgh. A Pittsburgh Super Bowl, I would jump off the flagpost like that guy. Really.
Yeah, you got any more Baja?
I don't think so.
All right.
Let's
talk
it over to awards.
Let's talk awards. All right, so. Let's talk MVP first.
So, awards for the NFL season. We got MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, Coach of the Year.
So, let's name the finalists for MVP first. We have Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. We have Saquon Barkley, the Philadelphia Eagles. We have Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengals. Jared Goff, of the Detroit Lions. And Lamar Jackson, of the Baltimore Ravens. I think... with Josh Allen beating Lamar Jackson in that playoff game, and I know it quote unquote air quotes here, does not matter. Josh Allen would win the MVP.
I got Lamar.
Interesting.
Gian?
Joe Burr.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just not happening. He did have the best statistical
year. He did have the best statistical season, but if you don't like the play,
he just doesn't win.
I think it's just the fact that his team wasn't as good as everybody
else. Also, I do want to say this. I think if Washington's smart with their $80 million, they should really dump that most of that money into the defense.
100%.
Because Jaden Daniels can make a bunch of scrubs around him better.
Olamide Zaccheaus was a nobody until some.
Exactly. I think they need to dump everything into the secondary, actually get another middle linebacker outside of Bobby Wagner, and like get defensive line depth.
I think they like they have they just like.
Wait, what are we talking about?
It's the rush.
I completely I switched up the conversation. I've just been thinking about it, man. I was like,
it's just Carr.
I mean, they're all T. Higgins,
like maybe another couple offensive linemen, but like Terry's good, man.
They're not going to pay for Higgins. Higgins is getting it back.
Terry's good.
And they have Ertz, who's also...
Ertz is coming back, and he was a big part of that game, too.
He's elite.
Yeah.
So, I know.
And Malik's going to be there in 4 years, so you got to save the money somewhere.
They have pain and the rush. They need to get the rush hammered.
And Malik's coming there in 4 years, so just don't sign anything to crazy long term.
All right. So, we know the finalists. So, I said Josh Allen. Blaine said Lamar. Gian.
Said Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Moses?
Moses.
I would have to agree with O'Brien and go Josh Allen, strictly because when I think about value to their team, Josh Allen wanted to beat the Ravens in the playoffs, and just, I know the Ravens are also different without Lamar, but the drop-off from Lamar being hurt or Allen being hurt, I think is more significant on the Bills, so I think Josh Allen is the most valuable player.
It's a good show.
I think it's the rushing ability, the backyard football.
And Lamar has won MVPs with way worse stats than he has right now, so it's got to be one of those two. And I think it should be Allen, but
Lamar had a career year.
Julia, he's only MVP. Those strawberries,
so good.
Brownie batter hummus.
Hell yeah!
Brownie batter hummus.
What the.
Yeah, that's...
It's just brownie.
Nah, that ain't it.
Kind of diabolical.
It's delicious.
There's chickpeas in it?
It's healthy Nutella.
There's chickpeas in it.
Yes, but made with chickpeas and cocoa powder, sweetened with brown sugar. I promise you...
That can't be good.
Don't give them...
I can't have it, but...
He's on his cleanse. But it's hummus. It's got to be good for you,
how
man.
How much sugar is it?
I say, literally, just dip your finger in.
How much sugar is it?
How much sugar?
I'm trying to... Can you look? I don't know.
Yo, Chell and listeners, turn away for about 30 seconds here. Who are you doing
just
it with again?
Show listeners.
I promise you don't.
Oh my gosh, he's breaking his cleanse.
Preston, you didn't see this. Also, listen, it's just.
Preston, there goes his sweet for this week. Is he's having cookie batter hummus?
You wouldn't even know that it should be.
Dude, that tastes like healthy Nutella. There's no way that's hummus. Target sells that? That's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Shout out Target. Underrated store.
Facts are there, but.
Is it underrated?
Wow, it has a great
one. It's properly right.
Amazing story. Dude, it has 1 gram of sugar.
It's still sugar, Preston.
It's delicious. That's what it is.
All right, shout out Julie's MVP of the strawberries.
All right.
Best fruit in the world.
Moving on.
With chocolate, yeah.
Next.
Finalists for Defensive Player of the Year, we got Zach Vaughn, Miles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson, spare me, please. Patrick Surtain, TJ Watt.
This is just not close.
I'm taking Surtain.
Yeah. Anybody disagree?
I think it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, Miles Garrett's good. Didn't win games, though. Well, does that play into the
It's Patrick Surtain.
He takes off half the field, bro. Yeah. Just stop talking.
He's just unreal. Yeah.
He's earned it.
Surtain. I think Miles Garrett had a great season, though. And I feel like he always makes his way into like the finalists.
Yeah, so
does he not?
Watt. So does TJ Watt. They're absolute thing. Studs.
They get there every year.
Surtain's year.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
No sexy ducks. It breaks my heart.
Well, when you give up 40 points on the defense,
oh my gosh! And we kept him, bro. We didn't fire him.
All right. So let's talk offensive player of the year.
Not difficult either.
We have
offensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson. Spare me, please.
Yeah.
Please.
It has to be.
He breaks the rushing record.
It has. It's not even a debate. I don't even think we have to say his name. I think it's just, it's pretty free, if you ask me.
It's a historical year, bro.
Shout out Joe Burrow.
Generational talent.
Shout out Jamar Chase, too.
Yeah, Jamar Chase.
After their first four games of the season, what they went and did in the last 13 was unbelievable.
Defense failed them, man. They need something there. It's just,
I would love to see them in the playoffs. Would have loved to see the Bengals in the playoffs.
Offseason talks. Actually, that's already passed. Like, he's staying. I don't know what they're doing.
All right. Let's run through it quickly. Offensive rookie of the year.
Good talk.
I don't think it's another question. Do I need to say the finalists?
Who are the finalists?
Brock Bowers, who had a great year. Jane Daniels, the league neighbors, great year. Bo Nix, decent year. Brian Thomas, pretty good year. It's not a debate.
I mean, Malik Neighbors.
Always Jayden open. 7-11, baby.
Always open.
Jaden Daniels.
It is Jaden Daniels.
Not close.
Shout out to, I mean, what a season for rookies, man.
Yeah, great, great class.
Impressive.
What the frick just happened?
Blame doing something he's not supposed to do right there.
My fault. I was just gonna. Mo has a bad take and doesn't want to own up to it.
No, I do not. Very bad take. Very bad take.
Is it the Devontae Smith better than Malik Neighbors?
Very bad take.
It is true. Anyway, moving on.
Malik is disgusting, dude.
All right.
He's a top eight receiver right now.
Defensive. We're moving on. Defensive rookie of the year.
He doesn't want to have that discussion. No, he doesn't.
Defensive rookie of the year. We have. Shout out, Kuhn. Then we have Braden Fisk. Then we have Quinyon Mitchell, Chop Robinson, and Jared Verse. Shout out to Eagles and Rams, who had a great draft. Two of the five.
Shout out Giants for having a good draft, too, man. Man, piss off. We did. We had a great draft.
Where's Tyrone Tracy on this list? On offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, I mean, just Quinyon doesn't have the stats. To do it.
Oh, please.
Jerry he doesn't have the stats. He doesn't. If he had more interceptions, I think he wins this. But he doesn't.
Because they don't throw to his side of the field. They don't. He's locked down.
They don't. Yeah, what happened to Terry McLaurin?
Why is Pat Surtain then up there?
What happened to Terry McLaurin?
Why is Pat Surtain then up there?
Because
they don't even, they don't ever throw to Pat Surtain's side.
Why is Terry McLaurin?
He's still up there. Where's Terry McLaurin?
Still looking. Hey, Jamar Chase, 55 yards against Quinyon Mitchell. Just pointing out there. But yeah, it's gonna be Jerry. Unfortunately, I hate that guy. I hate him so much.
He's a little
enjoy your walk out of Philly, please. Go enjoy Cancun, please. Talk to me ever again.
He's a stud, man.
He's good. He's a prick though, for sure.
Yeah, he can.
That's what it takes, though.
It does.
Jalen Carter.
Manny Laser.
Hate us because you ain't this, bud.
Manny Laser. All
right,
that's insane, bro.
Jesse Bren.
You need a prick.
Yo, shout out Chop Robinson. I always thought he was gonna be decent, bro. Yeah, he had a couple of injuries coming out of college.
In a good year.
Shout out Penn State. Hey, Penn State.
But he had a good year. Comeback player of the year. We have Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, J.K. Dobbins, Christian Gonzalez, and DeMar Hamlin. Why Joe Burrow's even on this?
Not sure.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Where's he coming back from?
Was he?
But he's going to win it.
Yeah, he's going to win it, but like, why?
He got hurt.
Didn't he finish the season hurt last year?
Yeah, but like...
He got hurt, man. All right. So who should it be?
Sam Darnold.
Joe's going to win it, though.
I know, but like, it should be Sam Darnold. Like, Sam Darnold's a nobody.
Easy. He's a top 10 pick.
Yeah, and he was a nobody.
Because he got drafted on the Jets.
Why not?
And then what? He went to Shanahan for a few years.
And then he went to...
And then he led a team to, a five seed. Should have been the one.
Carolina.
Can you pull up J.K. Dobbins' stats for me? Like, when was the last time he played a season?
I don't think
it's true, ever. He didn't play all of this season.
I know he didn't. But he was a difference maker on that team. They could not, like, dare I say, they were way worse without him. Like, borderline not winning games when he didn't play. What were the stats on that?
He didn't play from weeks 13 to 16.
And what was their record? Or just what were their run stats? Because
did he reach that? Yeah, he definitely reached 1,000.
1K, JK.
He definitely reached 1,000.
Last game he played was the Ravens right here. They beat the Chargers, or the Falcons, barely. They lost to the Chiefs by 2.
Got killed by the Broncos.
Got destroyed by the Buccaneers.
And they come back and they beat the Broncos by 7.
Comes back. No, he's not back yet.
Okay.
And then Patriots, Raiders.
When was the last time he played a full season, man?
Because I feel like it's been like 3 or 4
Gus
years.
Gus had 68 against the Broncos. Gus had 36 against the Chiefs. Gus had 32 against the Falcons.
I'm telling you, man.
Flip over to when he came back versus the Patriots. He had 76 and a tutty, JK.
He had a good year.
He had a great year. And great I just... year. He has not been healthy in so long.
I mean, we knew that he was good. It was always health, though. He was going to the Ravens.
But he just kept getting hurt. Like, I thought... His career is over. Type hurt.
He tore his ACL twice.
And Achilles. No, it was ACL and Achilles seem like.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been, like, two unfortunate injuries. Can't really do much about that.
I low-key think he deserves it. He won't get it. He won't get it, but.
It's gotta be Sam Darnold. But, I mean, Joe Burrow's gonna
Joe
win
Burrow's
it.
Joe Burrow's gonna win it.
I'm just not a Sam Darnold believer. Like, yes, he had a 14-win season, which is unbelievable.
I mean, teams are concerned with signing with him. There was a report that.
They should be. They should be concerned with signing him, in my opinion.
The Giants. Because
you look at, like, I know Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins injury ruined him, but, like.
If you sign Sam Darnold, it's going to be Daniel Jones, too.
We had Cam Ward in our laps, brother.
Yeah, you screwed
and
him
then,
up.
And then what happened?
Drew Lock, legacy
Drew Lock. Mizzou.
Nah, Malik. Mizzou. Legacy game.
Mizzou game.
Malik had, like, 200 yards that game.
He's top eight in the league.
He signed an NIL deal with 7-Eleven.
Spare me. Always opens, always AJ Brown. That's his nickname.
Does he have a deal with 7-Eleven?
AJ Brown's
1K.
Yeah, he's always open, reading a book.
1K always open, watch your mouth.
Moving on.
Coach of the year, Dan Campbell.
Wait. Can I just say something? AJ Brown's a top five wide receiver in the league. He made Tannehill. He's making Jalen Hurts right now. Book it. I love AJ Brown. I think he's awesome. I think he's a great wide receiver. You need to feed that man if you want to win games. Look how dynamic that Eagles offense was when they threw him the football. Throw him the football. Josh freaking Darnold throw him the football, man. What is Ryan Tannehill doing right now? Selling cars for Enterprise? Shout out Ty.
Into a third.
Like, man, come on. What are we doing right now? Throw AJ Brown the ball.
Ryan Tannehill is currently a representative at State Farm.
They were the number one seed.
Shout out Mike
with DeJack. Ryan Tannehill at the helm. Because A.J. Brown.
No credit to Derrick Henry.
Always open a little bit. But he was kind of down that year.
What year?
The year they were number one seed, 2021.
Oh, please. Spare me. He's always been good.
He's always been good.
He's the king.
But he hasn't been like what he did against with the Ravens.
What?
Saquon Barkley is king.
No, Derrick Henry will always be the king.
No.
What?
Saquon Barkley is great, but he ain't the king. Derrick Henry's the king. Derrick Henry has always been healthy, and he's always rushed for over 1,000.
Literally, spare me.
Okay. Bro, you can't just take a nickname and transfer it to someone else.
It's him.
Like the king. Like, Henrik Lundqvist will always be the king.
Okay.
Right? Because...
I apologize. Saquon Barkley is him.
Okay, that's fine. Anything but the king.
The best. Let's say the best.
Okay.
Might be a king when you can be a god, bro.
Right.
Wow. Just from the Garden of Eden to this. Wow.
Saquon.
Shout out Eminem.
Shout out Saquon.
Do we think Eve was attractive?
Eve?
Yeah.
From the Garden of Eden.
Like Adam and Eve.
I mean, look. Women are made in the image of God. So I think so.
She must have been.
Mm. Beauty on the inside and the out.
Shout out Mo.
Shout out Mo.
All right.
Moving on.
Let's talk coach of the year. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Sean Payton. Spare me. Dan Quinn, Andy Reid. I think Kevin O'Connell should win it, but Dan Campbell will.
I think that if Andy Reid three-peats, there has to be some sort of discussion there. But with that being said, it's Kevin O'Connell. And I think he'll win it, too.
The
only one I could see winning it over Kevin O'Connell is Dan Quinn. But considering considering the fact that the Vikings were like around the 6-8 win mark and they went off and just
and then lost their starting QB and then had a 14-win season.
Right. Like they lost Kirk.
I didn't even think about Dan Quinn.
Well, I'm saying like JJ McCarthy.
I think Dan Quinn's gonna win it.
No, Sam Darnold was always the starter.
No, it wasn't.
It was
still a question. It was still a question.
Well, it's an obvious question because Sam Darnold hasn't done anything in his career.
Exactly.
He's Kevin O'Connell. I like Dan Quinn. I think Dan Quinn's a good head coach. Actually, yeah, he's a good head coach. He's not a great head coach. Dan Quinn's one of those head coaches. He's Tom Thibodeau. He can only take a team so far. He is. He makes a good team. He makes a mid team with talent into a good team that will make the playoffs, make some noise, but he doesn't have that X factor where he's going to take his team over the hump and into the promised land.
And I think Kevin O'Connell is the same way.
I think that'll change.
So it's Andy Reid. Because he's won the last two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's just so good, bro. Like, Andy Reid is just him.
A Bundarulski.
I would disagree with you.
Who are the Chiefs?
I would disagree with you.
You think Andy? It's still Bill Belichick.
No. I disagree in the fact that Andy Reid's a great coach. He has didn't do it with the Eagles.
Oh. You guys forced him out of there. He made the Super Bowl with McNabb. You were guys competitive with him. He doesn't make the playoffs for 1 year. You force his, not bony butt, his big butt out of there. And then you bring in Chip Kelly and Doug Peterson and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like...
such a bomb, bro.
Like...
I freaking hate it.
You're going to tell me... Stare me in the face right now. Tell me Nick Sirianni's better coach than Andy Reid. Tell me. Look at me in the face and say it. Okay.
But I'm just saying, he has the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so did Bill Belichick. What are we trying to say right now?
Andy Reid's a good coach.
He's a good
coach. And
what are we saying right now?
I agree with Blaine.
You're going to discredit Bill Belichick because he had Tom Brady for 20 years?
So are you going to discredit Jalen Hurts for having an O-line and the best receiving core in the league and the best running back? Are you going to discredit him?
Yeah, I have been.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to discredit Andy Reid because he has the best quarterback in the league. If we're going to use that logic.
All right, I'll discredit Bill Belichick.
All right, sounds good.
Give me Bill Parcells. Who do you have? Phil Sims, please spare me. Wide right.
The Eagles forced him out.
0-4, Joe, multiple times.
Shout out Joe Kang.
Shout out to
Wait,
did they really lose 0-4? Back-to-back playoff?
I agree with Blinda. Eagles forced him out. And I don't even know if it was necessarily the wrong decision. Like, I think the Eagles needed a new coach.
It wasn't Chip Kelly, but...
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Blaine, I'm at my...
Also had Sam Bradford.
I'm at my first ever Eagles game. It's 2015. It's the year Cam Newton went crazy. I'm at the Eagles-Panthers game.
2015
The game starts. They kick off to us. We take it 40 yards on the kickoff. Place is going nuts. Tens of thousands of people on their feet. We fumble it. They recover it. 80,000 people. Fire Andy! Like, he had no chance at success there.
He had no shot. It's Philly, bro.
Some people thrive in Philly. Jalen Carter. And some people
don't.
Oh,
my word. Andy Reid would have been fine in Philly.
He didn't. Because we weren't a winning organization there. Yeah, that's true.
Give me Urban Meyer.
Oh, my word.
Kevin O'Connell will win, but he's not the best coach. But it is coach of the year. So it should be Kevin O'Connell. He... got rid of Kirk, JJ went down, and he got a 14-win season.
Yeah.
Signed Aaron Jones, who had a good season.
I'm shocked that Jim Harbaugh is not on this list.
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, Jim Harbaugh or Sean Payton, who had a better coach?
I would have picked Jim Harbaugh over Sean Payton this year.
I disagree, just because it's a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but the Chargers were horrendous.
What's harder, picking a rookie quarterback there or having a player with no confidence get there? And Justin Herbert.
And Jim Harbaugh also beat the Broncos.
Justin Herbert, top, like, talent-wise, is top five in the NFL. Like, pure talent.
No. Top five?
Top.
Burrow, Mahomes, Allen.
Lamar.
Hurts. Lamar.
Hurts.
Jaden. Stop talking! No. Jaden Daniels. Stop talking! Hurts. Oh, my God! No. You're going to pick Jalen Hurts over Justin Herbert and put him in green right now.
What?
Yes!
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 Blaine, look at me. Look at me.
Wait, he said
why did the Chargers lose?
He's asking about Jalen Hurts.
Why did the Chargers lose in the playoffs?
A man with the last name Herbert. That's coming from a guy with the last name Smallwood. Hey, but still.
Blaine, look me in the eyes right now.
Come on.
Blaine,
you're not taking Hurts over Herbert?
I'm asking you to stop, man.
Stop looking down. Blaine, look me in the eyes.
Blaine, come on.
Look me in the eyes right now.
Come on.
Who lost the Chargers playoff game? Who? Who lost it for him? Tell me. Look me in the eyes.
Justin Herbert lost
them that playoff game. I don't care statistically. I'm not talking talent-wise. Who's winning football games? Yep. Jalen Hurts. He's a top five quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Stop the disrespect. He wins football games.
Because he doesn't turn it over. And what did Justin Herbert do when they lost?
They lost because of the turnovers.
Yep.
Linda, you want to talk about greatness in the NFL? It's winning effing football games. Jalen Hurts is top five. Stop the disrespect. Name me other quarterbacks who would be better. Name me someone else besides Justin Herbert. I will tell you why Jalen Hurts is better.
Baker. Why is Hurts better?
Oh, Baker.
Why is Hurts better than Baker Mayfield?
I will tell you why. Go ahead. Name me a quarterback. I'll tell you why Jalen Hurts is better than him. Go ahead.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, made the Super Bowl. Just beat him. Go ahead. Just beat him. Let's continue.
I just said Jaden Daniels just to ruffle some feathers right
there. Name me a quarterback.
I love Jaden Daniels.
I think he's elite. I think he's elite.
Huh?
Okay. CJ Stroud.
Stop it. Stop it. Are you serious?
I'm just throwing out names. I'm not saying anything. He said throw out names. I'm throwing out names. I'm not trying to say anything right now.
Didn't he lose in the first round? All right.
You said throw out names. I'm throwing out names. I didn't say that he's better or worse.
You haven't told me anyone.
I just said CJ Stroud.
Yeah, and he's not better than Jalen Hurts.
You said give me. You said I'll give you reasons.
I know. Jalen Hurts has made two Super Bowls. He has a different offensive coordinator every season. He's going to lose another one after this year.
I pray not.
Count Stan.
You think so?
I think he's not. He's going to the Saints.
No, please take Mike Kafka. Can we be optimistic, please? Stop talking. I need Mike Kafka out of New York. Holy frick. He sucks. Our coordinators are hot booty cheeks. Please take him. Sorry. Kellen Moore needs to stay on the Eagles.
Kafka is not leaving New York.
No!
New York blows. Who wants a coordinator from New York?
Nobody.
No one! No one wants him! I'm sorry. Kellen Moore's leaving. No, I'm telling you now. He's leaving. Don't even get your hopes up. He's leaving. He's already interviewing in the effing playoffs for the job.
We're keeping him.
He has a new coordinator every year. He's made two Super Bowls. He doesn't turn the ball over. Ooh. I don't care statistically. He was in the MVP conversation two years ago.
Sure was.
Name me another quarterback. Go ahead.
Ask him about Baker. Stop. Unless you know Baker's better. That's why you're not asking
about it. Baker. No, Baker's better fantasy-wise, but...
Landon, what color do you like to be?
He's also better, not fantasy-wise. I would disagree with you. Just because Tush Push. Hurts is so meta. But anyway...
What about a healthy Dak Prescott?
Oh, my spare me.
That bomb.
I don't even think he's better than Drew Locke.
He is steaming hot garbage, Dak Prescott, bro. Steaming hot.
You light a bag on fire of dog poop and throw it on his doorstep, and it smells better than him.
That's Dak.
Listen, bro, I think you would have a discussion. Oh, man. I don't know. I love Justin Herbert.
Because Jim Harbaugh has made him look good again.
This agenda against Jim Hurts is actually unreal.
You're not saying this at the start of the season.
Yes, I am. Over Jalen Hurts? Yes.
No, you're not.
Especially after the year that Jalen Hurts just had last year? What? Absolutely. I
mean, which wasn't his fault! He had trash! And look at this! Justin Herbert has a good coach and he's actually good again. Where was Justin Herbert last year? Utter garbage. Oh. He was literally even a top 15 quarterback last year.
He was not owned in fantasy football.
He was horrendous.
He wasn't.
He was so bad. This plays a massive part in coaching.
He was bad.
Name me a consistent coach that Jalen Hurts has had in the last few years.
Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni isn't calling the offensive play calling. That's what happened last year when he actually did call the plays. And you want to see how hot garbage Jalen Hurts was? It's because of him calling the plays.
Bad season lineup.
He did the same. Almost the same. It's a lot. It's worse. But
it's 700 yards.
Look at the QBR difference. Nothing.
It's 700 yards.
Yeah, but the QBR difference is nothing, bro.
Wait, that might be one of the worst takes I've ever heard from you.
Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback, and it's not a crazy thing to say anymore.
Where's Roman when I need him?
Herbert's a good quarterback, but at the end of, like...
Where's Roman
Hurts
when I need him?
Just wins more.
He does.
He wins more.
Yeah, because look at the team he has around him, bro.
You can't discredit that.
That logic makes zero sense. You're acting like Jalen Hurts.
Look.
It's like...
Better QPR the last couple years.
QPR is like...
He wins, man.
QPR is the dumbest thing
ever. Look at Mahomes' stats this year. He's a winner.
He just gets it done, man.
Yes, I do look at QPR a lot. I should. Takes everything into account, bro.
So about QPR?
I agree, QBR is one.
I mean, he's having a better year than he did last year on the QBR. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up. I'll be on the Jalen Hurts train. I hate train. I'll be the first one there. I'll be the conductor.
Who's ready for cities and nights? Can I light a candle?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Who is that boy? Jake, you good? What are you looking up right now?
I'm just examining something. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's absolutely crazy that you don't think he's a top five quarterback. It blows my mind.
Look at this Dr. Squash lip balm.
Mm. Oh, the resurgence. All right. Wait a minute. Who do we say? Lamar?
Allen,
Burrow, Patrick, Mahomes.
And Hurts.
Then you're going Hurts.
Like, I mean, I don't even think Herbert is better than Goff right now.
I think he is. Put Herbert on the Lions. I mean, Herbert's definitely top 10 QB in the league. Maybe top 8. Yeah, he is top 8, actually. It goes top 5, and then it's Baker, Herbert, and... maybe Stroud. Maybe Jordan Love.
Jaden Daniels is that.
Or Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels,
Daniels is that dude, bro.
If there's someone I'm going to put above Jalen Hurts, it's Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is that dude.
I think it's Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, 5 and 6.
I'm just going to say this. Yeah. Hold on. Let me say some stats, all right? Jalen Hurts, and if you tell me the tush-push or whatever, you have to give me the same logic for Josh Allen because he does the same exact thing. He's already third all time in rushing touchdowns by a quarterback at 55. Hurts is the first quarterback to have 10-plus rushing touchdowns in a season for consecutive seasons. He has a 5-3 postseason record, positive, unlike half of the quarterbacks that you're naming. And then he completes 65.8% of his passes with 17 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the playoffs.
Wow.
Wow.
2! 63% of his passes. And I would also like to say he holds the all-time record for most rushing touchdowns in the NFL playoffs, which is at 9. He's made the playoffs every year, unlike Joe Burrow, who's in this top 5, unlike Justin Herbert, who's in this quote-unquote top 5. Made the playoffs every year of his career. He has a starting record of 46-20 as a starter of the Eagles. That is a 6.97 win percentage rating.
Wow.
Which is, mind you, the fifth best by a starting quarterback since 1970.
Wow.
He's a winner. You can't keep him off of this list.
He's a winner.
Case adjourned. Court adjourned.
Game set.
I'm closing my damn laptop.
Match.
Stop the disrespect. He's a winner.
You have to.
Call him a game manager. Call him whatever. He wins effing football games.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah, you're just done.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Joey was ready to play Catan. I am too. Because Blenda just said that Matthew Stafford, he would rather have under the helm than Jalen Hurts. Unbelievable.
After we just beat them.
It's unbelievable.
That's what you call, that's what you call
single one.
That's what you call denial. No, that is what you call denial.
It's a hater. He just
Hurts
enjoys
one
not liking Jalen Hurts.
Stafford went with one. Hurts one with more than that.
Just doesn't like rooting for actual good football players.
You heard it from Bob.
Well, I rooted for Saquon for 7 years. And apparently he's the greatest thing since sliced bread here.
Yeah, now since he cut ties with you bums over in New York.
Sliced bread is pretty great.
I know, that's why I said it. Since sliced bread. I know, that's why I said it.
All
right. Well, listen, the Eagles are going to have
to... So you're going
to
say Matt Stafford is better than Jalen Hurts because he has a Super Bowl.
As a quarterback.
Okay, so Nick Foles is better than Jalen Hurts too.
No, he's not.
He's a Super Bowl.
We're talking...
Matt's... Yeah, but
we're
Matt...
talking top 5 right now. I'm not even talking like... Like, all time, I think Stafford's a better... I don't even think he is a better quarterback all time.
He's not.
I don't. I actually don't think
Megatron.
He did have
Megatron.
Oh, Calvin Johnson. George has A.J. Brown. No, I'm just messing. Calvin Johnson's
the best
wide
receiver of all time.
Easy.
Wow.
Easy.
Jerry Rice would have a conversation.
I'm taking Calvin Johnson.
Wow. I'm taking Justin Jefferson over Calvin Johnson right now.
Are you?
Yep.
No, stop that.
No, I'm dead serious. That's serious.
I've never seen you.
I mean, I'm also taking Justin Jefferson over Jerry Rice. I'm taking both of them over Jerry Rice.
Okay.
We're getting
Jerry Rice is the greatest hands in football. Let's calm down.
We're getting in.
How big is that dude?
Patrick Surtain.
He's massive.
I know. I'm telling you.
Megatron's huge.
I think we're talking.
One drive. You're throwing up one
I'm
jump ball.
I'm taking Dez Bryant over Malik Nabers.
One jump ball to win the game. You would rather have Jerry Rice than Calvin Johnson.
That was a catch.
That was a catch. You know it against the Packers.
Like,
that was a catch.
Like already, it's a no for me.
What?
Like, 1 year I'm Malik Nabers, and it's already a no for me, bro. Like,
I'm definitely taking
Dez Bryant is better than the Malik Nabers.
Absolutely.
I love Malik.
I love Malik Nabers. I think we're talking about Calvin Johnson more if he didn't retire at age 31.
That's true.
Like, I think Calvin Johnson is a top five wide receiver. He plays another 6 years.
Any jump ball.
Is Davante Adams top five?
No. All time? No.
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 You, one jump ball to win the game, you can pick any wide receiver of any NFL team ever. I'm picking Megatron.
Holy cow, I might be picking like
Prime Julio.
I'm picking Prime Julio. The 2 years. That
Calvin
Julio,
Johnson was Jones for a longer span of time.
I actually think.
Just bigger.
And if you pull up, Prime Julio for those two years on the Falcons with Matt Ryan, those 2 years, he was actually unguardable.
And
he,
I feel like that was Megatron his whole career.
That catch he had in that Super Bowl on the sideline, that is one of the greatest catches besides the Edelman one that I have ever seen in a playoff situation.
I agree.
No, I know catches. Who I'm taking. David Tyree.
Over who?
For a jump ball.
What? That was the most Giants fan.
What the?
Where does Larry Fitzgerald?
All right, actually.
He's great too.
Larry Fitzgerald's top five. If I'm throwing up a jump ball.
Hines Ward.
It's for
I met him.
Yeah, I mean, Moss is...
Yeah, like, when you
three
said,
catches, 196 like, yards, three
like
touchdowns.
Like, the fact that you...
The players whole, just weren't as good back then, though.
The whole terminology of you got Moss came from his last name. Yeah, it's Randy Moss.
It's like a three-pointer in saying Curry. Or a jump shot in saying Kobe. It's the same.
It's like saying Odell me.
Yeah.
You got mossed.
You got mossed.
That's true.
You got head popped.
Yeah,
that is a pure definition of a 50-50 ball.
Yeah,
is you got Moss.
Will Justin Jefferson's career end off better than Randy Moss?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
All right, let me just throw some.
I want to throw some names out there
and ask who you think is a better wide receiver in their prime: Larry Fitzgerald or Antonio Brown.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Wait, can we do this on another episode?
That's close.
I'm fine with that.
That is very close.
So we're gonna have this. Mo's gonna throw out names. We're gonna discuss them this time next week because we just previewed the Super Bowl. We just did everything. We're gonna have nothing to talk about next week. So this is what we're gonna talk about next week. We're gonna think about it. We're gonna throw out some names. We're just gonna have a good old sports discussion. This was a Super Bowl preview, and the number one supporter of the Jalen Hate Stream
and the awards.
I cannot believe you said Matthew Stafford. All right. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Offseason Podcast. I'm Jake.
Yeah, baby.
That's Jack.
I want you to be
thank
mine.
Thank you, Jack, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
M.O.
For having me, man.
M.O.
It's been a pleasure.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hopefully.
Gators suck right now.
Gators suck. Spartans lost today.
Spartans lost against an unranked team.
Go Birds.
Go Birds! Go Birds! Go Birds!